Bert Divert reads Synthism by Alexander Bard and Jan Söderqvist.
Hello there and welcome. We are
Alexander Bard
and Jan Söderqvist, the philosophers and authors of the text you're about to listen to very soon through this medium. And it's high time that our books are turned into audiobooks, don't you think? We don't know what took us so long, but here we are.
A recurring theme in our philosophy is the key function of interactivity as the generator of change in today's world. Our message is that the fact that all of us now have to get used to two-way communication rather than one-way mass media, that we can expect that more and more of formerly passive consumers of media now change into active participants, that this means that absolutely everything in society will change fundamentally.
And since we have the ambition to actually practice what we preach, we shape our texts not as your classical monologue performed by authoritarian teachers in a pulpit in front of an admiring audience that needs to be educated. No, these books should rather be regarded as our humble invitation to start a conversation. At first, between the two of us. Each book is, by its very nature, a collaboration to begin with, and then between us and the reader and listener. Only through dialogue can we reach a deeper understanding of who we are and who we will become tomorrow while interacting with an environment that goes through a highly dramatic transformation. Because that is how it is. Ultimately, it is communication technology that provides the framework for what we can think and what we can do, which means that we need to understand how it works and what it does to us.
The book you're about to listen to is called Synthism, Creating God in the Internet Age. As the title suggests, the book deals with religion and religious expressions in the future. How we together and online create a spiritual community that will meet our needs of a metaphysics, at the same time as it doesn't contradict what we do know about the universe, how it once came into being and how it works. For we would argue that categorical atheism is not very interesting from a philosophical perspective, and that it most probably can't be the last word in the ancient discussion about faith versus knowledge. Our method here is to shift our focus from the content of religion to its actual function. And then we take it from there. And we might as well get started right away.
Chapter 2: The Three Dramatic Revolutions of the Internet Age. The term religion stems from medieval French, where it signified the strong and heartfelt sense of community that prevails within a collective, a group of people who make up a congregation, through establishing this loyalty to each other. This French term in turn originates from the Latin religare, to reconnect with somebody or something, to connect again with those who, for some reason or other, have lost contact with each other, but who ought to, and or want to, belong together. So if we follow this term back to its source, we find that in its original sense, religion ought to be seen as a social practice, organized with the purpose of creating strong and enduring ties between people, an affinity that in some cases, but far from always, also includes affinity between people and a set of gods, a theism. According to the Austrian monk David Steindl-Rast, religious practice starts with doctrine, which is followed by ethics, and finally consummated in ritual, all with the purpose of creating a social emergence, to unite people around an entity that they experience as greater than themselves individually, and greater than the sum of the group of individuals. This is definitely something worth bearing in mind. The original point of religion was to create affinity and loyalty within a dynamic collective. In this context, God is no more than the arbitrarily chosen name for the sense of belonging.